Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind, on time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts, feedback. Just let the man talk.
Welcome back to the Wolfstem Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. And first off, before we actually get into everything, I just want to give a quick thank you to you guys for making this podcast something special. I didn't think I would actually be doing this podcast still. We're on episode 19 right now, and we are going to be coming back to a return of possibly doing lives here very, very soon. So head over to twitch.tv/wolfdenpodcast on Twitch. That way you guys don't miss when we go live and stuff like that. Is awesome having a guest and being here doing it live. So let's get right into today's podcast. We're going to be talking about partnerships, and we're going to be talking about how you guys can actually gain partnerships, what it actually entails to be a partner with a brand itself. I do have two partners currently that you guys are going to hear the ads a little bit later, so that way you guys can have a understanding as to what a partnership really is, what it can do for you, and some of the drawbacks, some of the positives as well. There's going to be having a partnership isn't for everybody, and we're going to be discussing that and exactly what to look out for when it comes to picking the right partner. And because there's a lot of people or a lot of companies, brands out there that will DM you and stuff like that. So we're going to actually get right into it, and here we go. Alrighty, you guys. So today's podcast, we're going to be talking about partnerships and stuff like that. And I just want to say, before we actually go full deep dive into everything, what it actually means to have a partner is you are working with a brand or a company in particular. And when it comes to having a partner, you are in charge of trying to help generate sales. You are also going to see some of that commission back to you. You're also going to be having to use the brand and everything like that. There's a lot to it. You know, when it comes to having a partnership with a brand, it can be really difficult for some people and it could be easy for others. But when it comes to actually accomplishing those, there's a lot to it. Like, for example, if you were to try and partner with a brand, you obviously want to be very active on your social media and stuff like that. You want to be interactive with them on social media, but you also want to be able to show that, hey, you do use their product. You want to have that proof of for them to know that you do use their product. You're out there promoting it, even if you're not partnered with them. For a great example for me, I was big with Gamer Advantage. I loved promoting their stuff. I've done giveaways for it, and I have done so much for the actual brand itself, promoting it. My kid being involved with that on social media and stuff like that. Since then, I have removed all those posts just because of an issue that happened. But eventually, maybe I might get back into it. But I have promoted Gamer Advantage in so many different ways to actually say that I do love and trust this brand. And it did take a little bit of time to try and get a partnership with them because they want to make sure that you are actually, you know, using their product. I wear the glasses every time I stream. I'm currently wearing them and I'm only looking at two monitors out of my three. So with that, when it comes to being a partner with a brand, they want to be able to know that you do love and trust them. So it's going to take some time when it comes to that kind of stuff. It doesn't just happen overnight unless you're somebody that's really big in the community or something like that. You know, we're all not PewDiePie here who randomly signed with G Fuel and that's what shot G Fuel up the roof pretty much. But unless you're somebody that's bigger and stuff like that, even if you don't use their product, then you'll actually have a partnership at that point. And it can be easy for others. It can be harder for some others like me who are still trying to grow and still trying to learn, who don't do this on a full-time basis. Trying to get partnered with certain brands and stuff like that, such as, like, I've got my partner GamerGoo as well. I've been using GamerGoo for 4 years. I mean, I say it in the ad and stuff like that. Pretty much when I started making content, when I started streaming, I was using GamerGoo the entire time. I had very little interaction with them on social media. I barely ever promoted their product because, for one, I didn't think about that kind of stuff until later into my content time, because it just didn't feel like I could actually ever accomplish that as a goal. And I did. And, you know, that was just recent, but they also are trying to take their brand to the next level. And it's great, you know, to see that their brand is growing and I'm officially a part of that. So I'm very happy with that. But you also have to have that interaction on social media. You got to prove that you actually do use the product and stuff like that. I use it every single stream. I just finished a streaming session and my hands got the goo still sitting all over it. So it's a matter of how often can you actually promote a product and a brand and stuff like that and continuously keep doing so to where they actually do trust you and everything like that. And it does take a lot of time. That's probably one of the main reasons why I did get the partnership, was just because of how long I have actually truly been using the brand. I wasn't just, you know, sitting there saying, oh, well, I just started using you guys last week and, you know, like that. And I've got, you know, 3K followers on Twitch, and I got 580 some subs on YouTube. I do a podcast, and I got this many on TikTok and Instagram. Can I have a partnership? No, they're not going to do that. Most 99.9% of brands will not, that are trustworthy and reliable, will not accept you as a partner at that point, unless you are somebody that literally can say, yeah, I stream to 300 or to 400 people on a daily basis. I have 12,000 subscribers on YouTube. I have 100K followers on TikTok. You know, unless you're somebody like that, which I'm taking that most of you guys are not in that boat like I am. You know, I'm not in that boat whatsoever. So unless you're in that kind of situation, you're not going to get partnered right away. You got to build trust. You got to build partnership trust at that point. Can they trust you to actually promote their product? Stuff like that. There's a lot when it comes into that kind of stuff. And after 4 years, I finally did my first, I did two applications. The first time I did an application for GamerGoo, I was not accepted. Why? Because of the fact that they did not accept applications at the time. I didn't know that. The application system was still open, but they weren't accepting applications, and I did not understand that. My second time around was literally a month ago when they actually posted saying that they are now accepting applications, and guess what I did? I filled it out and immediately got accepted, like that day, almost. So it was a scary thing, and literally the day after I fill out the application, or I made my announcement video that I was accepted by GamerGoo as a partner. So it does take time. When it came to Gamer Advantage, me posting on social media, promoting the brand and stuff like that, and, you know, wearing my glasses, literally, I wear them everywhere I go, whether it's work or when I went to Tennessee for a buddy's wedding, I was wearing the glasses. I had my shades on. I was taking photos and stuff like that, promoting the brand, going to the Smoky Mountains, wearing my Gamer Advantage glasses, liquid brand with those sun clips, and just sitting there over the mountains, just looking all pretty and everything. Yeah, my son, I have made tutorials on how my son has never broke my glasses, and he is 2 years old who breaks glasses. Like, that's just how it is. I've promoted this brand. I did a giveaway for this brand where the winner was in the UK, and they don't do UK shipping. Hold that thought, though. But yeah, so I mean, when I've come to promoting a brand, that's what they want to see, and that's what you need to do to be able to accomplish these partnerships. And it does take a lot of work, and it does take a lot of time and a lot of trust building. When it comes to actually doing that, though, you don't want to just go with any brand. Reason being is, if you just go with any brand, you got to look at brands, who they work with, who do they have good relationships with and stuff like that. Because you don't want to do a conflict of interest, or, hey, you are partnered with a company that we don't care for, we don't want to work with, this and that, all this and all that. And then at that point, you are going to be hurting yourself. For example, if I wanted to, I want to be partnered with G Fuel one. That is like my number one top tier. I know that, hey, I'm doing a great job as a content creator, because G Fuel doesn't just accept anybody. They really go deep in depth into your content and into who you are to see if you are right. So when it comes to that kind of thing, I can't just go and be partnered with like Advanced GG or something like that, because if I do that, then I hurt my chances of being partnered by G Fuel. I've never tried Advanced GG energy. I drink G Fuel like it's water. It's great stuff. So, and I'm promoting G Fuel a lot. So it would be kind of awkward for me to say, hey, I'm now partnered with Advanced Energy, or I'm partnered with Juggernaut Energy. It would be just weird for me to be able to say that, because I've never tried their product ever. So that's just things that, you know, when it comes time for it, I'm going to be talking about what to watch out for when it comes to a brand reaching out and stuff like that, because some things can get a little tricky, but you always got to keep your head on a swivel when it comes to a brand and stuff like that, because you just never know what's actually truly going to be about it. You want to do your own research. You want to be able to say, yes, I do trust this product. Yes, I have had this product, or I do use it, or I currently do, you know, accept that product as a part of my daily life. Not just, you know, just during streams, but it's literally a part of my daily life. And that way, these brands know that, hey, you actually do enjoy us, you actually use us, and stuff like that. It can be a tricky thing to do, because not everybody's very great when it comes to social media either. So when it comes to certain products, you got to be very careful on what you do when it comes to conflict of interest like that, because Respawn's another product and another brand that I really want to work with one of these days. Hashtag I got the final vouch of 2021. So Respawn Recruits 2022, if you guys are listening, Respawn, I'm coming for it. But might I digress? You know, there's been teams that I've really wanted to look into trying to join and stuff like that. And when it comes to seeing who they are partnered with, when it comes to a chair brand, it would be a conflict of interest if I actually joined the team and then got partnered with Respawn. It would be a problem. So you got to also be careful when it comes to that stuff. You want to look at the team that you are looking to try and join, who are their partners. And that way you don't have a conflict of interest, because if you do have a conflict of interest when it comes to trying to join a brand as a partner, and then you're also trying to join a team that has a conflict of interesting partner, then you're going to have to pick and choose. Either you're going to have to, you know, stick with your team, and these could be your friends and stuff like that in the long run, but at the same time you might not be there for very long because you might not like the vibe or something like that, or you get into an argument with somebody that's on the team, or you got to pick your partner and stuff like that, a brand that you've been using for a very long time, possibly that could be money out of your pocket, especially if you are trying to make this into a full-time thing. Then you got to pick and choose. Either you're going to try and do content with people, or you're going to lose money and as well as content with a brand. You got to pick and choose. You got to be very careful on who you decide to partner with when it comes to that terms, not just when it comes to the actual like brand itself, but it's who are their competition. You know, like there's so many different chair brands out there. You got to be careful when it comes to, hey, I want to be with Respawn Products, but I want to be on the team of, I'm just going to say Eastern Media. You know, Eastern Media has DXR. I want to join Carnage Clan. I didn't know that Carnage was partnered with Respawn, and they happen to be partnered with Respawn, and I want to be a Respawn partner myself. That is okay. If you're on a team that has a partnership, like for example, I want to be on Carnage Clan, and they are partnered with G Fuel. They are partnered with Respawn Products. They are partnered with Game Advantage. They are partnered with Control Freaks. These are the types of products and brands that I want to work with not just because I want to join Carnage Clan, but these are products that I have always loved, used, and trusted as well. And my team that I want to join just happens to be partnered with them. It would be lovely to be partnered with them just for my own sole discretion. I don't have to. If I never make Carnage Clan, I'm okay with that. But if I make my partners, I'm super excited by that. But if I don't make my partnerships with these brands, but I make the team, I'm perfectly okay with that. You got to just pick and choose the right products for you, as well as what is not going to hurt you in the future. All right. So with that, you guys, we are going to take a quick ad break real quick right here. So that way I can, you know, get something to drink right here. I've been talking a lot, so mouth's getting a little bit dry and stuff like that. So we're just going to take a little break here. Make sure you guys just come on back. We got a lot more to talk about when it comes to getting a partnership here, people, and what to look out for. When we come back, we're going to just take a look into what to look out for, because a lot of brands can be really, really shady. So I'll see you guys on the other side of this ad. What's going on, guys? I am officially partnered with Gamer Goo. Gamer Goo is an anti-sweat hand lotion for you to have a better control of your controller when you're gaming and you're in those extra sweaty lobbies. Your hands start to get a little sweaty and stuff like that. Then you start to lose grip of your controller, and then you could possibly even lose your gunfight. So I have partnered up with Gamer Goo, the number one anti-sweat hand lotion for your hands. They stop sweat right at the source. They last for hours and hours and hours. They do wash off very easily. And on top of it, instead of getting your controller all nasty and sweaty and gross and stuff like that, this stuff will protect your controller from anything. Also, I do know a guy who actually uses it at the gym, more specifically, because he plays on PC. So if it's good enough for a person to use at the gym, it's good enough for you as a gamer. So make sure you guys head over to GamerGoo.com and use code 65 at checkout to save yourself 10%. This is a very affordable product, and they also do have scented lotions. So if you guys do find a lotion that you really, really want that smell, such as peppermint is the one that I recommend, or even cherry blossom. They also have beach breeze, and they also have orange flavor. They have several other different types of scents. These are just the ones that stick out to me because they are my favorite ones to use. And if you guys do want to try a scent, but you don't want to commit to a full bottle, they do have sample packs that you guys can purchase as well, using code 65 to save 10% on those as well. So that way you guys can try out the scent, you can try out the product, so that way you guys can figure out if this right scent is for you. Okay, so make sure you guys head over to, once again, GamerGoo.com. Use code 65 at checkout to save yourself 10% off. And I will see you guys in the lobbies. All right, you guys, welcome back to the podcast. Now, one of the things that we are going to be talking about is what to actually look out for when it comes to products and stuff like that. Some products will actually DM you on Twitter and say, hey, we like your content. We think you'd be a great match. Here's the rundown of what you get if you're a partner with us, and this and that. You know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, you got to be careful here, okay? Because some products out there are really just trying to gyp you. I'm not going to put a company or a brand on blast, so I'm not going to say who they are and stuff like that out of respect for them, because it's a slander type of thing. You know, it could be a lawsuit and stuff. So I'm not going to slander a product's name, but I'll slander what they do. I will slander all day on that. So when I started making content 4 years ago, oh my God. So when I started making content 4 years ago, I got a DM from this brand, and they became what is now somewhat relevant because so many people are partnering with them, even to this day. One of the things that they require is that you purchase their product, and based on how much money you spend on their product will determine the level of partnership that you are with them. So if you buy something that's $10 or more, you're at level one and you get this amount of commission. if you spend $20 or more, you're at this level of for it, and you get this much of commission, plus you get this. If you do, we'll just say $30, you're at this level, and you get this much commission, you get this thing, and then you get that thing type of deal. You, based on how much you buy on this product, will determine how much money you can make for every sale, and you can get these little special things. Now, these things are not, when it came to this particular brand, they were not relevant. They were just sending emails or DMs to every single person that they saw was a content creator in some way, shape, or form, whether they're new or established. When this actually happened to me, I was so new, I had 5 followers on Twitch. When this happened to me, I wasn't even a Twitch affiliate. When this happened to me, I only had 5 subscribers on YouTube. Those were the only places that I had some type of people. On Twitch, I maybe had 60 followers. I was averaging 1 or 2 viewers, and that's about it. Who am I to be partnering with a brand? But guess what? A brand reached out, and I got super excited because I didn't understand what the hell I was doing 4 years ago. So that's why I'm here for you now. So when I did the purchase, you know, I went to the highest level possible and stuff like that. You know, I spent, I think it was $50 or something like that. And I'd get 25% commission. I was getting a t-shirt. I was getting this package and all this and that. I was getting all that. I was going to be featured on their website and stuff like that with all my channels there. And when it really came down to it, about maybe 6 months later, I had made 0 sales. I had all this product that I really didn't like. I absolutely hated the product. They cut off communications as soon as you make that purchase. Your communications pretty much get shut down. And they just upload everything under their website that you tell them to, and then that's it. You don't talk to anybody after that. You don't hear from them. You don't get emails. You don't get special little, hey, we're doing this type of sale right now, you should promote it. They don't do any of that stuff. They were just there to make a sale. And as things happened, and you got to, they started doing a couple more releases of this and that and stuff like that. But you're on your own on trying to figure out if they're actually doing it. You know, this partner was not telling you anything, you know. And for whatever reason, they are now starting to become a little bit more relevant. And it's kind of ridiculous. What I did with this stuff is I just gave it all away. I gave every little thing away. Every single part of it. Because I didn't like it. I personally did not like their brand, and I did not like the product. So you got to be careful for that kind of stuff. You should not make any purchases to be a partner with somebody. If a brand reaches out to you and offers you a partnership, that should be it. You shouldn't be making a purchase to get that partnership. It's actually ridiculous that they even did something like that. And I fell for it. I was that kind of person. I don't want you to fall into that same kind of trap. So you got to be watching out for that. When it comes to actually the brands themselves, you want to be looking at their social media. What's their following like? How are their interactions with the community? How often do they post? What kind of vibes do they give off as a brand itself? How many people are actually partnered with them? And do they promote their partners, big and small? And stuff like that. Do they run any type of specials? Do they do any deals? Do they do giveaways on their own? Do they do, if you see every other tweet that they have is a retweet of somebody partnering with them, then you need to be very, very careful, because at that point they are just getting anybody and everybody to try and just buy their product and make, so that way they can make millions and millions of dollars. So that way you look like a fool for buying their product to say you're partnered with a brand, and it's just, they're going to sit there and laugh at you. And yeah, if you do make a sale or something, hey, guess what? You just made them a sale, and they're going to rack in even more money. And then when that person that you gets their product of a product that you actually do not like because you never tried them before you were actually partnered with them, and they end up not liking it, and then they return it. Guess what? You lose that commission, and you just lost a fan, most likely. Nowadays, these days, you have these brands that actually do have Discord servers, and they're making TikToks or making YouTube videos. They're highly active on social media, interacting with the community itself. Those kind of brands right there are the brands that you want to actually be engaged with, not the ones that will DM you for, you know, hey, buy our product and you get a partnership. No, I have had one partner or potential partner reach out to me and try and actually make me a partner with the brand. And I asked questions. You want to ask a bunch of questions. Why? Because you don't understand what their product is like. You don't understand exactly what they are and stuff like that. So I'm just going to give you a brief rundown of exactly how this email went without saying the name, but I'm just going to let you guys hear this. And this is probably one of the best potential partnership emails that I've ever had. I'll give you the full rundown because it only lasted 4 messages. All right. So here it is. Hi, we just recently came across your page and would love to have you a part of the blank. Our belief is to only release the best and highest quality products that taste the best, do what they claim to do, and help gamers push towards their goals. Our products give you the blank, blank, and blank needed to dominate in any and everything you set out to do. I think this could be great value to your community, and down the line, even bigger with possibly launching your own blank. And blank if the partnership goes well. We can kickstart the partnership with a 30% off code for the first 7 days. Okay, I like where this is going. That's what I thought. So, what we can offer you: once every 2 months, 30% off code with 10% commission. Sweet! 10% off code with 15% commission at all times. Okay, so you're saying that I get more money when it's 10%? Okay, I can deal with that. Personal referral code link. Every brand will have that. Personal dashboard to track sales, commission, and traffic. Sweet. 40% off blank for giveaways. Hey, I can save money myself for giveaways? I do a lot of giveaways. Especially on my Twitch. Head over to my Twitch. My personal. Twitch.tv/TylerMCD65. Here's another one, 20% off code for personal use. So if I was to buy the product for my own personal use, hey, I could save more money because I'm partnered. If interested, let me know and we can move forward with it. Literally a couple hours later, I replied, hello, I'm interested, but I do have some questions and also homework. I want to learn your brand and also try you guys. I don't want to jump into a partnership without knowing a brand and especially not trying them out. Over a week later, I get this. Thanks for the response back. For sure, I'd be happy to answer all your questions. Just the very next day. Well, where do you guys ship to? Reach-wise, that is possible. Do you guys plan to blank? Blank. I see you guys listed under a global recognition for esports voting. That in itself is big. Just want to understand the brand a bit as well. The end of our conversation. This all started just a few months ago, just before the new year, and it ended just after the new year. The initial reach out was before, it was the day before New Year's Eve, December 30th. They reached out. I replied back that same day. Took over a week to get a reply back. And then I didn't reply back to them for a day. And got nothing sent. Guess what I did? Nothing. You know why? Because that shows to me that this brand really didn't take myself seriously. They didn't take me serious. And they didn't want to take themselves serious. If you're going to be a brand that reaches out to a potential partner and stuff like that, then you need to actually set yourself up for the future. You got to be more reliable, because if you're just going to reach out to people, especially people that don't know who your brand truly is and stuff like that, and looking at all the different partners that they truly have, everybody's around my same level as me. So what can the brand do to actually help push me to be a little bit better, to really want to invest and enjoy this product and actually, you know, want to actually try it? If I can't try a product and I'm asking for information about the brand itself and I can't even get that, then I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be partnered with you. Not now, not ever. All right, you guys, we're going to do one last quick ad break here. And then when we return, we're just going to go into a conclusion of everything, recap everything, so that way you guys can have an understanding as to how you can actually product yourself when it comes to wanting to be a partner. And also, I'm going to walk you slightly through what it takes to actually fill out an application, stuff like that, for being a partner to a certain brand that you want to be partnered with. I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey, guys. I talk about Gamer Advantage a lot when I'm on stream and stuff, and I've also have been promoting them here on the podcast as of recently, and that's because I am officially partnered with Gamer Advantage. And Gamer Advantage is the number one clinically proven blue light glasses company to help reduce headaches, sleep better at night, and protect those eyes from all the blue light that give off and hurt your eyes' vision. And they are big into what can be sleep because of the fact that when you're looking at blue light, looking at monitors and your screens and your TVs and stuff like that, you're slowing down the melatonin that's actually in your brain, and melatonin is what actually helps you sleep. So when you are looking at the screens and the monitors all the time, then you are actually slowing down your brain from being able to produce this melatonin to actually help you sleep. Not only that, but Gamer Advantage is also very, very durable. They do come with a 30-day risk-free trial, so if you don't like the product, then you can just send it back and get your money back. But they are so durable that even my 2-year-old who tries to break glasses can't even break my glasses. That in itself says a lot. And not only that, they are, again, the only clinically proven by research company that actually helps stop blue light from hurting your eyes and helping you sleep better at night. My current frames are what is the Inferno Blue Water, also known as the liquid frames. They are so great. I love them. And I will never go back to using another blue light glasses brand ever if it doesn't have that same Gamer Advantage logo sitting on top of it. And you guys can get your own Gamer Advantage glasses at gameradvantage.com using code 65 at checkout. Will save you 10% off your entire purchase. Let me tell you right now, this is the number one blue light glasses company in the world. You will want to be able to sleep better at night, especially if you're a gamer like I am who games at night, late into the night. You want to be able to try and go to bed when you say, hey, I'm going to bed. Guess what? You are going to have a hard time sleeping, I bet, right? You do. Then Gamer Advantage is for you. I promise you personally, as well as their promise to the customer itself, that you will sleep better at night. So once again, head over to gameradvantage.com and use code 65 at checkout to save yourself 10% off your entire purchase. Available only in the US currently. More on that later. Maybe next time it will be something different. Guys, we are back on this end here. Thank you guys so much. We are gonna get ready to wrap it up here, but before we actually do, we're gonna talk about the application process of how to actually gain partnership by just the application. Now, it's just like filling out a job application. Okay, you're gonna have to give out your name, possibly your address, stuff like that. You're gonna have to give a brief rundown of why you would be the most ideal candidate to be partnered with a certain brand. And you may even have to potentially put in a doc, like a proposal doc for a brand. So what a proposal doc could be is, how are you going to promote the product? Where would you best fit? What exactly makes you a very ideal partner? And why would anybody want to partner with you? What are your goals of growing and helping grow a certain brand and a certain product, so that way you can be what would be the most ideal partner out there. One of the things that they may even ask you on there is, how did you hear about the brand? How often have you used the brand and stuff like that, or the product itself? What, you know, and you're going to have to give a brief rundown and stuff like that. Why would you make the most ideal partner for this brand? It's something that you always got to think about. And when it comes to that, when it came to Gamer Advantage, it's because I did promote them without being a partner. I had actually generated sales as not being a partner. I have also done giveaways for the brand itself and the product itself. I have actually gone out of my way to making sure that, you know, if somebody buys the product, I reach out to them personally and see exactly, hey, how is it? Stuff like that. Even when I wasn't partnered, I was doing that kind of stuff. I was doing partner stuff. And it's a brand that I love and trust. And also on top of that, Gamer Advantage just happens to be made right here in my home state. And it's always good to be able to say that I'm partnered with a local brand and stuff like that. So I know that in the last, you know, ad that you guys just heard, but I didn't mention that. But yes, they are made in my home state. And that's something huge for me personally, because they are considered a small business. And being right here in my home state of Michigan, it is awesome to know that, hey, not only that, but I'm also helping people be employed in my state by working there. There's a purpose as to why they are there. And it's great to know that. And being a partner with them, and it's a brand that I know that I love and trust and everything, especially with the research, couldn't be more happy. Now, when it came to Gamer Goo and having to fill out their application, it was a little bit less detailed, but they are trying to make things a little bit different. They are changing things around, and they are going to make things a little bit more of proper and stuff like that. But one of the big things is, okay, I've been using the brand for 4 years. I'm going to mention that's why I would be an ideal partner. This is a brand that after 4 years that without ever being a partner with them, that I have used them, you know, and I've done giveaways of them. Then yes, that just says that, hey, I do love your brand. I love your product. You know, and I might not have promoted it as hard as other places, but I think speaking volumes of me using the product after so many years, and especially giving a detail of when I actually tried it and for the first time and stuck to it since, that says a lot. So if you are trying out a brand for the very first time and you're trying to get partnered right away, that's not going to work, because then you have no detail of how often or how much you actually love and trust a brand. You can't just say, oh, I've tried it for a week and I love it, it'd be great to be a partner, you know, that stuff's not going to work. So that you got to be open and honest. They are going to also check your channels. They're going to check your social media and stuff like that. See exactly just how engaging are you with the brand itself on social media? How engaged are you with your community in general? How is your channels doing? How often do you promote things and stuff like that? They are going to check that, and they're going to go in depth. And if they don't do that, and you are somebody that slacks off and stuff like that when it comes to posting or chatting and stuff like that, then what makes you an ideal partner? Honestly, at that point, you need to be more engaging in every way, shape, or form when it comes to trying to be a content creator in general. You know, content creating is not for everybody. It can be really hard, and it can also be very, very discouraging. But brands do look at things. Sometimes people even will say, like, I would be a great partner because of this. But in reality, it might actually be your downfall. My Gamer Advantage partnership manager for Gamer Advantage happens to be one of my idols, but he literally posted today, as of this recording, that when he has to deny partnerships for Gamer Advantage, it's not because he doesn't like the person or he doesn't like the content, but because sometimes it's just not the right time. So if you get a no from the brand of trying to be a partner with them, don't take it as discouragement. Take it as, okay, what can I do to change? what can I do to fix this or that? What do I need to look into? And if you need to, they are more than welcome to getting an email or a DM or something from somewhere. And that way they can learn. People want you to learn. And if you are not willing to do that, and if you're just going to sit there and say, well, I'll just never get partnered with them or whatever, or I'm just going to stop using their product because I couldn't get partnered. Well, then guess what? You're just going to look like a fool and you're going to look pretty dumb because you never know what it could actually lead to. You need to just continue working your craft at that point. If you're not willing to work your craft and you're not willing to learn, then expect a lot of hardships when it comes to content creating. Now on that, you guys, I don't know a whole lot of people that have actually said that, done that, stuff like that. I don't think I've met one person that ever did that. When it comes to like respawn recruits and stuff like that, that they do every year, some people will just take it as, you know what? I learned a lesson. I'm going to come back the next year. And every year it just grows. It grows. I mean, the fact that I can say that I made top 10% in the last one speaks a lot of volumes, because there was a lot of good content creators that were in there that didn't make it that far. And guess what? All I did was ask, what can I do differently? Where do I need to be more engaging when it comes to content? Not just with the community, because I'm pretty good at communicating on Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that, but what were you really looking for and stuff like that? So I made sure that I got that out there and I asked that question. So if that's the case, that you guys don't want to ask these questions and you don't want to hear the honest opinion, if you can't take constructive criticism when it comes to these things, you are going to fail, not just in trying to be a partner, but as a content creator. Because being if you can't take constructive criticism as a content creator, you are not going to be a partner with anybody. That's just how it is. And that just shows that this is not for you, but you have to be able to take constructive criticism. You have to be able to be criticized, and you got to take the hate. You got to take the drama. Sometimes it's just the way it is. And, you know, we're going to go into the recap right here, but it's a matter of how do you conduct yourself in positive ways, and also in when it comes to negative things. That's just what brands are going to look for. But again, you guys also got to be careful on what you post and stuff like that, because sometimes you might get a brand that might reach out to you, but they're not really somebody that's going to be a good partner for anybody, really, honestly. But you got to ask these tough questions to some of these brands and stuff like that. You got to get to know the product. I make sure now, if I want to be partnered with a product, I make sure to have that product. I have had to use that product, and I still continue to use said product, such as Gamer Advantage. Every day I use them. Gamer Goo, every single stream, I have used them for almost 4 years. G Fuel, I drink that stuff like it's water, because it practically is to me, and I continuously be told, you need to drink more water. I drink 16 ounces of water at a time with G Fuel. It's just how it is. I have a Blue Yeti microphone. Guess what? I use it, and they're going to know that I use it one of these days, but who knows? Maybe. I don't know. I have a Red Dragon keyboard and mouse. I can be partnered with them. I choose not to be. Why? I just choose not to be. When it, you know, respawn, I sit in this chair at least 5 days out of the week for up to 3 to 4 hours a night. That's average. Okay, that's just averaging it. Between the streams, the podcast, the editing, stuff like that. Average 4 hours a night. Okay? So, everybody knows that I use their products. That's just how it is. You got to be able to use the brand, and you got to love the brand, and you got to trust the brand. Otherwise, what are they there for? They're just there to try and take your money. And if you don't like using the brand, then you are going to just want to say, I don't want to be partnered with them, because guess what? When you're partnered with them, they expect you to use their product. So, in essence, you guys, be careful on the partnerships when it comes to that kind of stuff. what will actually make you a great partner for a certain brand that you are trying to be partnered with? How hard can it actually be to be partnered with certain products? But also, how engaging are you? What kind of content creator are you? Are you actually a perfect candidate to be partnered with a certain brand? You got to be looking out for that. Also, you want to make sure that you don't have the conflicting stuff, such as, hey, I'm partnered with this, but I want to be on this team that are partnered with this. Got to be careful. No conflict of interest, you guys. A lot of teams don't like it, and neither do the brands. You're going to be lost by one or the other. How hard is the application process? To be honest with you, again, it depends on the brand. A lot of the times it could be easy, an easy application, but also it could be a little bit harder. But you also got to be knowing what you're going to say that would make you an ideal partner for each brand. If you can't come up with something pretty good, pretty easy, but you also got to speak from the heart. Honestly, you got to speak from the heart. If you can't do that, then it's not the right time for you. Next, how engaging are you when it comes to their actual brand? If you're not engaging with them often prior, then you need to start doing that. Because if they see that you're not really engaging with the brand or the product itself, unless you're somebody that's just, you know, super big, then you're not going to get that partnership. Also, how likely are you to make sales is also what they're going to look for. If you're not very likely to make sales, then they're not going to want you right away. No. You got to be able to generate sales. That's what you're there for. Some products are actually out there that will actually tell you, hey, you got to do this many sales per month, you know, and stuff like that. But you guys, don't take everything so hard. Do what's right. And if you don't get partnered with a brand right away, what can you learn from it? What do you need to do better? And what do you need to change? Because trust me, there's opportunities out there for everybody. And all you got to do is just look at the right thing, right? You got to look at the right products. You got to look at the right brands and make sure you're asking those questions, guys. But if you guys do enjoy this product or this podcast, actually, if you guys enjoy this podcast, make sure you guys like it, subscribe, leave us a review. I want to know exactly how you guys are feeling when it comes to these podcasts. I know I'm brutally honest. I am a brutally honest person when it comes to the podcast, but that's because I want to help everybody. I want you guys to learn. I want you guys to grow. I want you guys to do things the proper way. And take my advice and take what I say because I have lived through it. These are my life lessons. I might not be big, I might not be famous, but guess what? I know what I'm talking about 99.9% of the time. Reason why? Because I've been doing it for 4 years and I have lived through most of it. So if you guys do enjoy this, again, subscribe, like, whatever you guys got to do on your channel, whether it's Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Republic, wherever you guys get your podcast from. Thank you guys. Make sure you guys leave us a review and I will catch you guys in the next podcast of the Wolf's Den podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers.